I'm Laura Winters.
We may see some bad weather impacting travel around Christmas and New Year's. FAA is working closely with airlines to plan for that possibility.
That is Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg. As we close in on Christmas travel, this Saturday, shoppers busy snapping up everything they can find. Price at this point doesn't seem to matter for some folks.
Once a year, who cares? I'll be in debt for a little bit.
In other news, it will likely be up to the Supreme Court to decide if Donald Trump's name will be on the Colorado Republican primary ballot in 2024. USA's Dave Collins on the story.
The head of Colorado State GOP says Colorado Republicans will ignore any results of the state's GOP primary if former President Trump isn't on the ballot there.
Then we're going to say, okay, fine. We're going to ignore whatever results you cook up because we don't think it's fair as long as Donald Trump's off that ballot. So we will just elect delegates however we want through the caucus at the state assembly on the 6th.
Colorado Republican Party Chair David Williams spoke with KUSA TV in Denver. Earlier this week, the Colorado State Supreme Court invalidated Trump's candidacy in the state based on 14th Amendment concerns over his actions during the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot. Trump called it a deeply flawed decision, and his campaign has promised to fight it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
A new New York Times Siena College poll finds 62% of Republican voters want President Trump back in the White House, even if he is convicted in any of the 5 pending cases against him. Now, other data from this survey, 42% of GOP caucus goers say Trump's poisoning the blood comment about illegal aliens flooding our country makes them more likely to support him. 28% say they are less likely to support Trump, and 29% say the comment just doesn't matter to them. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
It's been quite the week for President Trump and Republican voters in this country as Democrats on the Colorado Supreme Court rule his name cannot be on the primary ballot. The former president speaking out on this topic at a rally in Waterloo, Iowa.
They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. And in the end, they're not after me. They're after you. I just happen to be standing in their way, and I always will stand in their way.
So I want to say this in the hands of the voters. We're going to win this the right way. We're going to do what we need to do. But the last thing we want is judges telling us who can and can't be on the ballot.
Now, while campaigning in Iowa, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, who's running for president, asked to react to the ruling.
I don't think Donald Trump needs to be president. I think I need to be president. I think that's good for the country. But I will beat him fair and square. We don't need to have judges making these decisions. We need voters to have to make these decisions.
Lawyers for the Trump campaign plan to immediately appeal this ruling to the Supreme Court. Colorado taking part in Super Tuesday primaries coming up in March. To business news now, General Motors buying out nearly half of its Buick dealers across the country who opt not to sell EVs. GM will end the year with about 1,000 Buick stores nationwide. General Motors says close to half of its Buick dealers took buyouts this year rather than invest in selling and servicing electric vehicles. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.